Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, here on Fox Sports On The Road, as we welcome you aboard here on this Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. And we got a very special first part of this show, in fact, a really special show for you overall. First part of the show, we are going to sit down and speak with Chad Biggs. He's the Senior Vice President of Corporate Partnerships with the New Jersey Devils. The Devils are hosting their annual Hockey Fights Cancer Night and fundraiser in partnership with RWJ Barnabas Health. That's going to take place tonight, Saturday, November 25th, at Prudential Center, when the Devils take on the Buffalo Sabres. We're going to sit down and speak with him. We're also going to speak with Christian Dremel, who is a wide receiver of Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights, of course, ending their season, regular season, today against Maryland. We'll also have the press conference with Gavin Wisman. We'll have that for you as well. So sit tight, relax, enjoy a couple of leftovers right here on this Saturday morning here on Fox on the Road. And as we kick things off, let's go right to our guest. That's Chad Biggs. He is the Senior Vice President of Corporate Partnerships at the New Jersey Devils. They have a terrific event taking place. It's their annual Hockey Fights Cancer Night in partnership with RWJ Barnabas Health. And that's going to be on Saturday, November 25th at Prudential Center. So, Chad, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Chad, first of all, tell me a little bit more about the event, just from the historic standpoint of the Devils, RWJ Barnabas, working together to raise awareness and funds for cancer research.
Yeah, sure. So Hockey Fights Cancer, as you may know, is an NHL league initiative that was established in 1998 to raise awareness and funds for cancer initiatives. And we have been proudly supporting it ever since then. RWJ Barnabas Health has been a partner of ours since the 2014-2015 season. And in partnership with them each year, we are proud to be able to support the Hockey Fights Cancer platform and initiative. And we have many great things planned for Saturday night.
Absolutely. We're going to get into all of that in just a moment. And one of the highlights here that I see here is that you're helping to raise funds for the cancer transportation program at Community Medical Center. What forms of cancer are you looking to help raise funds for, research for?
All forms of cancer. This year we have selected the cancer transportation program at Community Medical Center to be the recipient of the funds raised from the night. This program provides free door-to-door transportation for patients needing cancer treatments. It is really designed to remove any barriers whatsoever from these patients and getting the care that they need and improving overall cancer care closer to home. They have about 4,000 rides that they provide to patients each year. And our hope and our goal is that through the funds raised on Saturday night, we can dramatically increase those number of rides moving forward.
Awesome. Is there a goal in mind or a figure in mind that you're hoping to raise, or are you just...
I think we're hoping to raise more than we did last year.
Awesome.
And we do that through a number of initiatives, one being a fan favorite sale of mystery pucks during the game. Fans can pay a donation to receive a puck signed by a player. They don't know what player they're getting during the game that night. We also have a series of Hockey Fights Cancer themed jerseys that the players will be wearing as they walk the lavender carpet to the locker room. That auction will be online from beginning that night, the 25th, through December 2nd. So we have a number of initiatives that will raise funds, and we're always looking to better the prior year's record.
Absolutely. And I believe one of them, if forgive me if you mentioned this already, but the mystery puck is also going to be a big part of that, where fans get player autographed pucks, $25 each. So that's going to be another big part of the festivities.
That's right. Fans love the mystery pucks.
Just tell us more about your honorees. You have two very distinguished guests, 13-year-old Charlie Summers, who just went through treatment and recovery over from brain cancer surgery, and also Dr. Rahul Parikh. Can you just talk about these two individuals and the honor is to recognize both of them this week?
Yeah, happy to. So each year we, in collaboration with RWJ Barnabas Health, we really follow their lead in selecting the game honorees. This year we are honored and thrilled to be working with 13-year-old Charlie Shomers, who is a lifelong Devils fan and a cancer patient. He was diagnosed just this July with an aggressive form of brain cancer. He has had a successful surgery to remove the tumor. He's gone through successive radiation treatments, and he is on his road to recovery. Truly an inspiration. We have developed an itinerary of activities that he will participate in and lead throughout our Hockey Fights Cancer game on Saturday night, including he will be signing a one-day contract with our general manager, Tom Fitzgerald.
Cool.
He will join our players in the locker room to take a tour of the locker room and see his own stall with his own jersey. He will meet with Coach Lindy Ruff as he announces the starting lineup. He will lead a ceremonial puck drop. He will then watch the game with his family and his extended family and his healthcare team in a suite. So it's really a night to honor him, to honor his healthcare team. And we really think this will be a really special night for him and his family. And like I said, truly an emotional night for all of us. He is truly an inspiration to all of us.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we'll honor one of the doctors at RWJ Barnabas Health, Dr. Parikh, who leads a team of cancer specialists providing radiation therapy treatments to not only pediatric patients, but patients of all ages, across the network of RWJ Barnabas Health hospitals.
Yeah, and I was watching a video that the Devils did on last year's recipient and honoree, and you can tell, just a very emotional evening for the family to come there. He's the individual has the Lavender Devils jersey on, all autographed. I mean, it was just a really nice thing, that the presentation that the Devils do, and really great moment for that entire family.
Yeah, it is something that we take great pride in, supporting RWJ Barnabas Health on this night. And I agree. I think we do a nice job of honoring and celebrating an arena.
October Saves is a big part of the festivities as well this weekend. And they, every October, of course, they raise awareness for breast cancer awareness, and they ask hockey goalies throughout the country, and even Canada as well, to raise awareness and funds, and they're approaching their goal, $700,000. For this event, the Devils are going to recognize New Jersey youth who've raised $130,000 in the last month for it. Can you talk more about October Saves and the Devils' recognition of it?
Yeah, so we will also be recognizing one of the top fundraisers from the campaign, a youth hockey goaltender named Lucas Epstein of the Rockets Hockey Club. They crushed it this year, and we will be offering a $10,000 check presentation to benefit, again, the cancer transportation program at Community Medical Center. So we are proud to work with them each year, and they really do a nice job of raising funds for October Saves throughout the month.
All right. One big addition to the event is going to be Brendan Smith's Cancer Jam. Now, Brendan, of course, has a very unique situation. He's had two grandparents who had breast cancer and has since lost them, obviously, due to breast cancer. just talk more about his initiative and how the Devils are working to partner up with him.
Yeah, it's a, like you said, it's a first ever event that he is leading. It is a obviously near and dear to his heart. It will be in Newark in early January, and it's held in collaboration with the Jam Cancer in the Can Foundation, with proceeds of the event supporting the breast center at Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center, another RWJ Barnabas Health facility. And it's really to raise awareness for those affected by breast cancer in a sort of a new, fun, engaging way. It's a way for our fans to really take part and support a cause that's really important to Brendan and that's really important to us.
It says that you're going to have a promo for that. Will there be a kiosk or something set up for fans to sign up and learn more information about it?
Yes, there will be. And we'll also have information on our website, the same site where we will be offering the jerseys for the jersey auction, which is newjerseydevils.com/HFC.
Awesome. If you could, please just get more into the jersey auction. How does it work and how can fans obviously participate when they get a chance to get down there into I believe Section 20, I believe.
The jersey auction will be online. Section 20 is where the mystery pucks will be.
There we go.
On Saturday night. So line up early. They go quickly. We have a lot. But like I said, it is a fan favorite. So please, if you plan to be at the game on Saturday and would like a mystery puck, I would suggest you get there early. The jerseys will be available online beginning after the game on the 25th. And that auction for the jerseys will run through December 2nd.
Awesome. Fantastic. One thing I was curious about was the color of lavender and its meaning and theme. You know, how did that come about?
So lavender is the official color of Hockey Fights Cancer. It came about in 1998 when the league launched the Hockey Fights Cancer program. It represents all forms of cancer, and you will see it come to life in a number of different ways on Saturday. When you first enter the building, our Citizens Tower and our M&M's Tower, two of the primary entrances to Prudential Center, will be lit up in lavender. All of our partner dasher boards around the ice will be switched over to lavender for this game. Our social media handles will be in lavender. And then, of course, the Hockey Fights Cancer jerseys that the players will be wearing and auctioned off will be a lavender theme. So it sort of infuses all elements of the campaign.
This is going to be a phenomenal event, folks. Again, it happens Saturday, November 25th. And, of course, what better way to kind of put a cap on the Thanksgiving holiday weekend is head on down to Prudential Center. You obviously see a good hockey game between the Devils and the Buffalo Sabres, but also support a very, very good cause, and that is Hockey Fights Cancer Night. So, Chad, any final thoughts?
No, I appreciate the time, and we're excited to celebrate and honor Charlie on Saturday night and really look forward to another successful Hockey Fights Cancer game.
All right, Chad, again, I want to thank you, and I also want to thank Megan for coming aboard here and helping us talk about this great event that you guys are going to be holding this Saturday.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.